obviously, speak on behalf of the entire Shir, that our feelings are the same for Rebbe as well, and the exceptional efforts always made are really appreciated. I also want to mention the real feelings of Nachas that I get from the guys in the Yeshiva, and really especially the guys in this Shir. Now, everyone who's in this room could be elsewhere, they could be doing college elsewhere, they could be making decisions of a much easier road in life to go to college, and I'll learn a little bit when I can learn. Even if a guy came here, they can make a decision to not be in Seder, to not be in this program, and to come in every day and to see the section that Rick Hosberg Shear filled of guys that are really being most nefesh for learning is something that is mechazik me, and I'm sure Rick Hosberg, and really the entire yeshiva. I want to share a thought. One of the most poignant Gemaras is a Gemara that I'm sure everybody here knows. I'm sure everyone here has learned the fourth parak in Brachos many times, although if you count learning it in fifth grade as official Talmud Torah, you wouldn't want to stake all your Olam Haba on that first time learning the fourth parak Brachos or in sixth grade. But obviously the Gemara at the end, where the Talmidim of Yochanan Zakkai comes to Yochanan Zakkai and they ask him for Brachos, and the brachos that he gives are most unusual. And one of the brachos that he gives is that the yira that you have for Bnei Adam should be, or the yira you have for Kadosh Baruch Hu should be the same as the yira you have for Bnei Adam. The fear of heaven should be the same fear that you have of your neighbor, of your chavrusa, of your parents, whatever the case is. The Talmidim say that's it. You know, these are your last words, or you should fear Hashem as much as you fear, you know, Moshe Schwartz, the guy sits next to you in shul, and Rav Mizrachi, of course, says halavai. You know, again, you know what? If you can even get to that level, it's rather impressive. The Bali Musar, they pick up on that Gemara of the necessity of sometimes measuring our life in Avodas Hashem klape the same standards we would use in other areas of life. You know, what's the standard that we would use in our business? What's the standard we would use b'nam l'chavero? That's the standard we would use gabe kosh baruch as well. And a couple things happened to me recently that made me reflect on this issue. I was in our shul in Kehilas Beis Yehuda, where I davened along with Ellie and others. And Jared, welcome. So, Jared, you take it away. Just, you know, and we sell lulavim esrogim in the basement of our shul. And the average person, they come in to buy lulavim esrog, and obviously whoever wants a kosher lulavim esrog, and they pick out lulavim esrog. Rabbi is a kosher. I look at it, a kosher. Okay, go home. The whole thing's about a 6-7 minute enterprise. If you guys remember the days back in Eretz Yisrael, spending 3 days picking out, you know, one set of hadassim. This is much more, I got it, you know, guy, and that's it. So I had one guy in our neighborhood, he came to pick out a lulav and esrog, and he's taking a good half an hour. And he's looking, and he's asking on 5 different lulavim, and I told him I was so impressed. He said, Rabbi, I walked in here with recognition that I shouldn't spend less time picking out a lulav and esrog than I do picking out a steak at Wesley Kosher. So if I go to Wesley Kosher and I spend half an hour, and you know what it's like to pick out a real steak, you know, the barbecue. He said, I shouldn't spend less time on a lulav and esrog. My kids often, especially Erev Shabbos, I'm crazy about getting to shul on time. It's one of a few hapadas I have. They say, Abba, so you'll be a minute late or 2 minutes late. So I told him, when I was a kid, and I don't mind admitting this publicly, so I used to love going to the movies myself. And if I were to be even, forget about a minute late, but if I even missed a preview, I wouldn't go. I want to be there, I want to be ready, I want to have proper hachanos. And that's going to be the case where you go to, you know, a ball game. No one wants to go to a ball game in the second inning. So how can I come into shul 5 minutes late and send that same message to Kosh Baruch Hu? I want to encourage all of us to use those same standards that we would use in the world to really evaluate our own Avodas Hashem. You know, there's nobody here that would not, if taking the MCATs, if taking the DATs, if preparing for an interview, if working over the summer, the sense of zealousness, the sense of professionalism, the sense of putting everything you can into those areas, and rightly so. And sometimes I wonder if our own Lima Torah or Avodas Hashem sometimes does not get evaluated under the same microscope. If a person had a sense that Kihem Chayin Verichameinu, I have 3 years essentially to be in YU, after then I'll be Mirz Hashem, married with children and still learning but working and finding an hour or two a day at tops to learn, and I only had these few years to become the type of person that's important for me to become, and I would use certain standards if I'm studying for the MCATs. I mean, is that the way that we're evaluating, you know, our own life, of saying that I'm trying to really accomplish and push myself and take advantage of every moment and not miss a night seder, not go home on a Thursday night, to be here on a Friday morning? If there's a real feeling of kihem chayinu v'yarchemenu, that in the same way that 1,000 things are important to me in life, me being here and being kavanah based medrash is just as important, if not more so. And do we use that evaluation for ourselves? When I was in YU, I had this chus, and it really was this chus of being a younger Talmud, when Rabbi Konigsberg, Rabbi Hirsch, Rabbi Sobolowski, these were like the glory days of Yeshiva in many ways. Rabbi Shaya Greenwald, Rabbi Baruch Simon, and you can just go dozens and dozens of guys. So when we came into the Beis Medrash, so the standard was that you would learn night seder until 12 o'clock at night, not if you're the top guy. But obviously school may be different now in many ways, the job market's different, but there was a sense, which was established again by the older Talmidim in the Yeshiva, that these are your years to learn. It's not going to be 5 years from now, it's not going to be 10 years from now. You want to make yourself a Shas Yid, you're coming often from backgrounds where you didn't really learn in high school, and these are the years to do it. So to be in the Beis Medrash, 11:30 at night, you would have 150 guys in the Beis Medrash, because there was a sense of Kihem Chayenu Verechemenu. And somehow over the course of time, that sensibility and that sensitivity becomes lost. And so you go to Beis Medrash at night, there's 100 guys in the Beis Medrash, even between 8 and 10 at night. And a Thursday night even less, and a Friday morning even less. Like, if we're not going to focus now on making ourselves something in the world of Lima Torah, of having our life take a certain shape, of wanting to have a certain type of wife and home and children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, like, those are the years to, these are the years to make that statement. So I want to give all of you a bracha here, that we are mikayim the bracha of Yochum and Zakkai, of applying the standards of the world, if not more, to our own life. I wish you nothing but hatzlacha. If I can, and of course Rebbe or Rebbe Weinberger or Rebbe Bacon, anybody, really help in creating a schedule and an ambition and a vision for yourselves to take advantage of the rest of this year and the coming years. Certainly let me know. I wish you a lot of hatzlacha and bracha moving forward. Thank you, guys.